Hey, man.
Hey,
What's up?
Crazy day today. Ooh, I said three different ones.
So you're able to get that one through, huh?
Yeah. We pushed it through. They eliminated the 251, and we were down to two stones: the DNR stone and the RDI stone,
yep.
The strong blue, and the other one. And who did I talk to? Did I talk to Chris or was that Dave?
You spoke to Michael.
Michael, okay. Yeah, Michael. So I talked to Michael, and he was able to make the logistics work.
Right.
And I was able, even though the stone, was like, $5,000 more, I was able to talk him into it because Michael's able to work with me.
Good.
And I said, screw it. I'm not going to push the other stone. I'm going to push this stone. So I was able to get a real commitment and handshake. So
nice.
Mark, that stone sold. Michael was able to work out a deal, so I'm not sure if you know about that deal or if I need to talk to him directly.
Let me see if he's available, okay?
Okay, yep, sounds good.
It to be the perfect answer for what to carry every day to make sure you don't lose out on the quick sales opportunities.
RDI Diamonds, this is Michael.
Michael, Sean Dahlkemper.
Hey, Sean, how are you?
Good. Thank you for working with me on the deal.
Uh-huh.
We were our stone was retail $5,000 more than the other stone, but you worked with me, and we're working out the bank wire for the customer DLT directly, and that sealed the deal.
Oh, fantastic.
So
Very good, John.
You sold your stone.
Welcome to it. We appreciate that.
Yeah, and, you know, this is just strengthening our relationship. And I use these diamond houses for big stones like that because I can't afford to stock them. So,
yeah, it makes sense.
I'm happy that we're able to. Yeah, exactly. Cool. So what we're going to do is – financial advisor, don't like to do wire transfers on Saturdays. We're too late past that. They stop it at noon. Dude has multiple appointments on Monday. Tuesday morning, he will do the wire transfer from his office to you guys directly. The sweet deal you gave me with the wire transfer, what was that? Was that 35? What was that number? 35.9. 35.9. Excellent. And he is going to. So how's it going to work? Are you going to want to redo an invoice? Do you want to email me an invoice, and then he'll pay off of that? He needs wire transfer information.
Dustin, did you submit to change the invoice to 35.9? Okay, did they do it yet or no?
Yeah.
Let me look. Give me one second here, Sean. Give me one second.
So basically, I'm going to have him wire transfer you $41K.
Perfect, yeah. They haven't put the invoice through yet, Sean, so as soon as they do that, it'll probably either be at the end of the day today or Monday morning. I'll send you the information. In the meantime, Dustin, do me a favor. Email him the wire information. And
DahlkemperCustomJewelers@gmail.com.
Yeah, we got you right here. That'll be perfect.
Excellent. And for my customer's reassurance, obviously, you know, he has 100% confidence in me. That's 100% confidence in you guys. So he's gonna have the wire transfer information. I'm going to print that out, give it to him, because transfer, you know, he's a finance advisor. He transfers money all the time.
Perfect.
What will we do? How does he know the amount for his invoice of $41K? Will you guys have a invoice, or how do I show him his receipt that he has to pay $41K? Do I give him a hand receipt?
Yeah, just give him a hand receipt and tell him to just wire the amount to this dollar amount, and then we'll cut you the check back. That'll be fine.
Okay, good. So what we'll do is I'll give him a hand receipt of what he's buying, the certificate.
Perfect.
We will, let me see what else. I already gave him a copy of the cert. Let me think of logistics. So I'll have all the wire information. Is it going to be like on a, a PDF form, or is it just going to be an email?
No, it'll come in a PDF.
Awesome. And I'll print out the PDF and I'll forward it to him, and then I will certify all that stuff. Cool. Yes, let's make it happen. And I'm not worried about getting the money next week. Money can come into, you know what I mean? I don't, you know, it's all relative.
Right.
For me.
Yeah, I totally understand.
So, yep. And as soon as I, yeah. What else do you need from me, Michael?
You know what? Honestly, Sean, I think that is pretty much it. You know, after the season, I'd really like to talk to you about, you know, you say some of this inventory, so, you know, it's obviously these larger diamonds you buy and different things like that, but, you know, if you're doing asset stuff, Sean, you know, we should talk a little bit further about some asset deal that I could do for you. I know that, like, you know, I think a lot of times RDI gets synonymous with, like, brick-and-mortar memo operation that, you know, just has high prices because of the convenience of memo. And, you know, that is, I think, 80% of what this company was built on. But, you know, I run some partnerships with some of the largest jewelry stores in the country right now from an asset standpoint that offer an inability to an ability to have asset at the store all times with almost zero risk from the back end of aging, which, you know, and my prices for asset stuff come way down. They're way different than just the memo goods. And now is absolutely not the time to talk about that, but I'd like to put it in my future calendar to maybe reach out to myself after the holiday and discuss actually what I'm talking about and not just, you know, some, you know, not just a metal house, because, I mean, we could really help you.
And for me, you know, I've been doing this since with my dad since 2005.
Yeah,
so
of course.
So it's like I've seen, you know, seen everything, and I kind of told us some my thoughts, and, you know, I'm a flipper.
Yeah.
My store here is I'm in 1,700 square feet. How I look at business is determined. Sorry, that kid's yelling in the background.
That's okay.
My business is determined by how much is your price per square foot worth of your total space equals directly to how much you're able to bring in revenue. My old location, I only had 1,000 square feet, and I was doing per square foot $100 a square foot. And with that said, my sales room floor was only about 700 square feet with all my shop and everything. So I had 250, 300 square feet of backroom space. So, you know, 750 square feet I think is pretty sweet. Usually a jewelry store is probably around $500 a square foot. In this location here, I got a 600 square foot hallway, but I think I'm going to be looking at 1,700 square feet times 1,700 square feet times 750 a square foot. Yeah, that's like 1.275. You know, I couldn't hit over $1 million in my old location. Here, I'm going to be between 1.25 and 1.5 in the next 2-3 years. And that's where I want to be at. I don't want to be a $2-3 million store because now I have to staff up. I need more spacing, and it just doesn't make sense.
Right.
Ideally, I'm 1.25, 1.5. And that's where I want to be at. I don't need to be huge. I need to be over $1 million in this location. I hope I'll hit that this Christmas.
Yeah, that's really great.
So that's kind of like my mindset. I just sold $32,000 stone 2 weeks ago. You know, I mean, so it's just like, am I selling a lot of $50,000 stones? No, I did 2 years ago. I have sold $150,000 stones at a curious employer. My sweet spot is 25 to 40, 25
right.
to 50. Like,
yeah.
That's the stone, and that stone is I memo it in, and then I sell it. With four grainers or one carats, DVS. Dyson's has stupid discounts on there. I'm bringing
sure.
in some DVV2s. They cost like fucking like $4,900 a stone.
Yeah,
that's unheard of.
Yeah,
I'm getting two of them. That's crazy. It's 53 back. They're famous.
Yeah, right.
I don't care. She wants the match because. So I'm not asking the match. Whatever your price is your price. You know, I'm not going to negotiate it because I'm small. You know what I mean? So I really do appreciate the discount you gave me because that got me to sell your stone because I was going to, you know, the other person was, you know, whatever, shy stone, but you worked with me. Pushed the shit out of your stone and we sold it. You know what I mean? So I'm not going to try to set you overpriced, you know, and you're not. You know, it's just, you know, we've been in the business long enough.
Sure, yeah,
we
of course.
We make money.
Yeah. I loved it. Ed was one of my favorite guys ever. So, you know, you know, one of the best salespeople,
cool.
one of the greatest guys going. So, no, we'll pick it back up. Let's, you know, keep calling my guy Dustin here, and then I'll put it on my books to chat with you after the holiday season. And if you need anything this season, let us know, and we'll do our best we can.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, if some of the stones are higher, it's like I'm not one to bring in four stones from different people. It's like I'll call Dustin, you got it? Okay, I'm going to sell it for your asking price. Only with these bigger stones, not bigger, but, you know, they're bigger sales for me. When I'm competing with other people or we're competing with stones, I'm going to be honest with you. This is this, and this is my presentation. We don't have time to waste, but it's just like, you know, I appreciate the consideration on this.
Yeah.
And I really do, Michael.
No problem, Sean. Have a phenomenal rest of your season. Have fun with your family and your kids, and we'll pick it back up soon, chat soon, all right?
Yes, we will, and, you know, we're going to send more of your stones. Thanks,
man. Sounds good. Bye-bye.